You might expect a town of less than 2,000 people to not have too many stores when compared to much larger cities. However, a trip here will reveal 12 stores in this small town, all devoted to the same item. It's today's edition of The American Countryside. I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
And then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
As Dakota Redford explains, Missouri Star Quilt Company began in Hamilton, Missouri in 2008. Today they operate 12 quilt stores. This town is sometimes called the Disneyland of quilting and has become quite a draw.
We're a population of 1,800 and sometimes we can double that with the visitors that are here in town at one time.
And even though many come for quilts, they need other places to shop as well.
There are restaurants that have opened specifically because there are tourists coming into Hamilton. And so we have barbecue joints, diners, a great hamburger place in town, and a bakery.
Not to mention bed and breakfasts and a hotel to accommodate bus tours. Hamilton is still known, though, as the boyhood home of retailer J.C. Penney.
Well, J.C. Penney Museum in town has existed for quite a few years, and now we are adding an element of Hamilton Museum so people can get to know Caldwell County and Hamilton itself. As of 2019, we will have the Missouri Quilt Museum opening right here in Hamilton.
And they also have the largest one of these in the world.
The world's largest spool of thread is 22 feet tall and 8 feet wide, and started when it was unveiled with 1 million yards of Orofil thread. And visitors have been adding to it ever since.
It took 1,000 man-hours to wrap the thread so far, but Dakota's family has invented a better way to add to the world record holder.
My husband has been building a train on a little track that will sit at the bottom. So that train will spool around the bottom, and it has a telescoping needle that will go up to the top with the thread so it continues to spool so we don't end up with a pear shape, but can spool all the way to the top.
Which certainly beats getting dizzy walking around the spool all day. And for the men folk who don't think they like quilting,
we do have Man's Land here in town, which is a shop with just recliners and a pool table.
Traveling the Countryside in Hamilton, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.